USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Austria's chancellor met last week with Russian President Vladimir Putin in the first meeting between a European leader and Putin since the invasion of Ukraine. Carl Nehammer says he visited the Ukrainian town of Bucha before his trip to Moscow and confronted Putin about the accusations of war crimes against his troops. He tells NBC's Meet the Press that Putin said he would cooperate with an investigation.
He told me that he will cooperate with an international investigation on the one hand, and on the other hand, he told me that he doesn't trust the Western world. So this will be the problem now in the future.
And police in Columbia, South Carolina have arrested a suspect in a mall shooting that injured 14 people. Nine victims aged 15 to 73 were hospitalized with gunshot wounds after shots rang out at the Columbiana Center Saturday afternoon. Police later announced they had a 22-year-old male suspect in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.